2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Remember in the previous chapter, Peter had ended by talking about how in the gospel we have a more sure word of prophecy. Having seen the resurrection of Christ, you know, he's looking at it from the perspective, you know, he was on the Mount of Transfiguration, but there's even more, something even greater he saw, which was the resurrected Christ. And also the Holy Ghost and all the things that he had been seen. But, you know, the word of prophecy which is given to us, again, not according to the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. People desire to be teachers of the things of God. I mean, it's sort of a, you know, you can appear to be pretty exalted in front of other men, you know. And I think for that reason it attracts a lot of undesirable people. That's just the way it is. And look at, here I am doing it too. I'm teaching the Bible. Just like all those other guys. What makes me different? Well, the things I teach are different, for one. For two, I don't know how each person gets into it. I guess, for me, it's just one of those things that was sort of my destiny. I can't really put it any other way. It's like everywhere I went, and every time I do this, it's because I've been asked by people who know me to teach again. Or when I began teaching, it was because someone asked me to. Someone said, Paul, you should do this. And, it's not something one should take to themselves. And neither prophecy. What is prophecy? It can be that, you know, you think of it in terms of foretelling the future. Or, and it can be, you know, notice he mentioned that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, to some people that means only the church can interpret scripture. But to me what it means is the interpretation does not come from man. That's what Peter said. It comes from God. It's not of its own sort of, you know, it doesn't just come from itself. That's kind of the idea. Private is a sort of reflection. Literally means its own. But, because any private, well, see, I have a strange note on this, that any private means, you know, that what it means is that the word interpretation is epilusis, which literally means a loosing upon, or possibly like exposition. And you could translate this more along the lines of that no prophecy comes of its own exposition, or that it's merely the work of men. I mean, I guess that's the way I take it, because you look at his conclusion on the matter. He says, for the prophecy did not come by the will of man. So that whatever you want to understand, it has to do with man's will, man's desire. So, well, Paul, you're different than other people. Don't you think that that's kind of a private interpretation? Well, here's the thing. I believe I'm taught by the Holy Ghost. And so do those other people. And ultimately, the true prophecy, I mean, people like he says, there's going to be false prophets. There's going to be lots of false prophets. You know what I mean? There have to be false prophets because the Word of God said there are going to be false prophets. Maybe I'm a false prophet. If I'm a false prophet, it's because God has said in my heart to seek to be a prophet, but not of Him. Because I'm doing it of my own private desires. Or private interpret, whatever, however you want to interpret that or translate it, it doesn't even matter. Because the idea is that man has a will, and it leads to false prophets. And then on the other hand, you have holy men, whom God leads. And what's holy men? Does it mean, means literally, set aside for a particular purpose. You know, they are separated by God from their mother's womb. As the Lord said to Jeremiah, before you were in your womb, I knew you. And before I formed you in the belly, I ordained thee a prophet. So there are false prophets. There have to be false prophets. Okay, so there have to be people not interpreting the scripture properly. There have to be. And even as it is written, you know, that many would follow them. In fact, more, there should be an outnumbering of the true prophets to the false. That's one thing, you know, that's one thing a lot of small groups take confidence in, is they think, we are the few. Because the scriptures, people know, in the scriptures it says, ah, there few there be that be saved. Few there be that find the way to life. And so, you know, people, they see themselves in a minority, they have a minority interpretation, and so what do? They assure themselves in their smallness. And I could do the same thing. But I really don't. As far as I'm concerned, I look at it from the perspective of this. Is God, if God wants me to have the truth, He has to give it to me. And the fact that I'm caught up in this, to me, it's like I can't turn away from it. It's the most, you know, it's the driving force of my life. It's the thing it's like a black hole drawing me in. Not to think of the consequences of that. But I mean, you know what I mean? It means I can't get out of this. I'm stuck in it. My heart is wholly given to following after these things. Whether it be, learning in the Word, teaching in the Word, following on the things of God, obtaining the righteousness, the godliness that He's promised. All those things. I'm going to follow after those things. And if it's not of God, then it's going to fail.